Lakeside Park. I remember you walking along the tracks with your long-haired friends, sketching pictures and carving new paths. Why must we enter the pain to learn the wisdom? Sublimation, it got me through. I want you to know life is my lover, and I was left like a sponge to soak up everyone's pain and anger from the smell of the flood in the factory of lies. And today I still must wonder, what if it was strong and true? What would become of me, my brother? What would become of you? Oh, why must we enter the pain to learn the wisdom? Sublimation, it got you through. I want you to know life is my lover, and now I live for today. In my heart and spiritual ways, and my baby's in my baby. I'm living on Tracy Lane, and I want you to know how I love your circle so. And I want you to know how I love your circle so. To the pain to learn the wisdom. Sublimation got us through. I want you to know life is my lover. You didn't know. All right. That goes out to Tracy, my beautiful ex-wife, who's really my wife. But I can see you smiling. This is probably a good time to give a shout out to my 10-year-old daughter, Piper, who wanted me to tell everybody how fabulous and beautiful she is, and she is. And to my sons, Gabriel and Gibran, and my daughter, Frankie, who are probably all at home listening, hopefully. And also one other shout out, Jesus Acido, who I asked to come down here and play a song with me. He said, yeah, man, let's play Puff the Magic Dragon. And I said, okay, maybe not. But He apologized because evidently he's banned from this place. I can't imagine how that could happen. But he wanted me to wish everybody light, love, wisdom, and beauty tonight. So here's another song. This is called In You. Woman of tenderness, I love the way you give. I'm far from perfect. Today has a beautiful light. Broke my heart, broke it twice. Broke my heart and broke it twice.
believe in you and all that you do, the good and the bad, happy the sad, didn't know what I had. Sweet something, does she know? I give her love, I help her grow. I give her love and help her grow. Natalia, Danny and me sat under those big wood trees, gave up everything to be free. You do the good and the bad, happy the sighs. I love what I have. Took a drive in the rain. I hope you're there when I awake. I hope you're there when I awake.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. My name's Matt Milner, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Ricky Gelb and friends. So thank you so much for joining us.
More than friends, man. I'm honored to have these two here.
So tell us who's in the room right now.
Well, we got Lila Lopez, who I'm sure a lot of people know, and the amazing violin player Christabel.
Thanks.
Oh, really? These two are like two of my favorite musicians in town. The fact that they kind of humor me and play with me.
Oh, shucks.
So,
cereal. Yeah.
How long have you all known each other?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
We really don't know each other. I mean, really, we've played together a few times and we've done a couple songs together and probably never really ever talked outside of that.
Like a handful of months, something like that.
Yeah. Handful.
well, we'll facilitate you all getting to know each other better tonight on the air. So thank you again for coming down tonight. And I know that you're performing together on Saturday at La Cocina.
That's right.
So if people like what they hear tonight, they can check you out, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But I also know that, Ricky, you've got something particularly exciting in the works right now that you want to give due time to. So tell me what that is.
That could wait.
Okay, that could wait. All right, well, we'll give that its own time. To start with, why don't we talk a little bit about your musical relationship with each other. What attracts you to these musicians? Why do you like to collaborate with them?
You know, back when I was kind of like where they are in the scene, back in like 88 through mid 90s or something, there's something inherent in them that I see in me that reminds me of them. But mostly what I love about Lila and Christabel is just, well, first of all, her voice, but also just how honest they are as musicians. And they're just sweet, kind people. I mean, it's just, they're the kind of people I like to surround myself around, you know, personally. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I have no idea why she would hang out with me, though.
Yeah, man. I think it's good to always try to branch out, even if you might feel like it is or is not something that's within your genre or something that you're comfortable playing. I think it's just good to try to get in and play with as many people as possible. It's always fun, a learning experience, and it's an opportunity to connect with more people.
I think she just called me old.
Yeah, right.
Now you're saying I'm fat. Oh, no, sorry.
Yeah. I know that we have lots of music to squeeze in tonight, and I know, Lila, you're going to do a couple of your own songs as well, and we'll hear some collaborations. We're going to get back into the music for now, and then we'll talk more about about what you have in the works. And we also will talk again about the show. Don't forget, Saturday night at La Cocina, if you want to see Ricky Gelb.
8 p.m.
Lila Lopez, yep. 8 p.m.
I'm on at 8 p.m. Lila's on at 9, and we'll probably do a couple songs together.
Perfect. All right, excellent. So they're going to play a few more, and then we'll chat. So you're listening to Ricky Gelb.
I actually wrote this one last year when I came down here, on the way down here. Let's see if I can remember it. But that no one could answer. What is life? And why am I here? In the cradle and a silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. We'll have a good time, gonna have a good time, baby, have a good time then. Winston on that song, man. Making a hard shell drum guitar case into a drum case. All right, well, now I'm going to play half a song, and hopefully by the show next week it'll be a whole song. I like the melody so much I'm going to play it anyway. December, I got a chill in my spine. Hard for me to remember the best of times. Here in the here and now, here in the here and now, me and all the critters couldn't pay the rent. I got sick of waiting for you. You came and spent. Here in the here and now, here in the here and now,
like you were the maid. I felt like you made the day. You felt like you were in the way. I thought you paved the way. Hear the here and now, we are here in the here and now. Here in the here and now, we are here in the here and now.
The other half next week.
It was a teaser.
Okay. Okay, I'll do one more, and then we could do something together. Let's see. I shouldn't clear my throat on all these, should I? Okay, let me start. I've seen a woman and a man tear each other's eyes out with a stare. And I've seen sugar in the hand of a devil that really cared. Maybe we're a circle and a square. I could bang my sides out. You could lend me your curves. You could lend me your curves. I just figure it's another day. I lose another thing and I'll crawl away. And baby, this ain't about you. My wife stands by the front gates, trying to keep the family from selling the farm. Even though I'm out of harm's way, the rangers are waiting to toss me a bomb. I just figure it's another day. I lose another thing and I'll walk away. And baby, this ain't about you. And maybe I'm just finally learning what to do. A girl with a hole in her soul. Good thing friends taught her to sew to a glow. Met a man that could sing like a bird. Never met anyone so deaf or unheard. Maybe we're a circle in a square. You could bang my sides out. You could lend me your curves. You could lend me your curves. I just figure it's another day. I lose another thing and I'll fly away. I just figure it's another day. I lose another thing and now I'll float. Just finally know what to do. I think I'll start by giving this shame back to you. And baby, I still love.
Wow. You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt, and this is Locals Only. And tonight, my guest is Ricky Gelb. Thank you so much again for joining us tonight.
It's a severe pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us.
Excellent. So, Ricky, how long have you been writing songs?
God. You know, I kind of remember as early as my early memories kind of coming up with melodies. But like that other song said, it was really my form of sublimating just to kind of survive my life back then, you know. Mm-hmm. And I never really learned to play. I mean, I was in Lee Strasberg Actor School and realized I was dyslexic and came out of there and didn't know what I was going to do. Actually, my brother Howe handed me a guitar. And 3 weeks later, I played at the Viper Room at an open mic night with three chords. And, you know, I'll never forget the feeling. I literally saw the colors and, like, shapes of my voice coming out the speakers, hitting the back wall, mm-hmm. twirling around and coming back and hitting my ears. And, mm-hmm. and I knew I was home, you know. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have persevered more over the years, actually.
So how has the role of songwriting in your life changed over time? Do you feel like it still serves the same function for you personally that it did at the beginning, or has it changed?
Well, I'm a lot less serious about it now, and it just kind of, yeah, like that song I'm working on, The Here and Now, it just came. I don't even try, you know, it just kind of comes in spurts. And I never learned how to play guitar. I literally don't know the chords I play, and these guys could probably figure that out just from watching me. You know, I've been fortunate enough where I've had great musicians over the years that I go in the studio with, and I mean, I still have to look on the string package when I change my strings, truly. And but, you know, and I just show them. I just remember the shapes and hopefully long enough to get in the studio. And I would show the musician. They'd be like, oh, yeah, that's a A major augmented 7 to the 3rd. You know, and my brain just doesn't work that way. You know, like I said, to me, it's all colors and shapes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
So you've explored in some of the songs you've played tonight, you've been exploring very weighty themes, you know, as tackling sort of as big a question as you can tackle in songs contemplating the very meaning of life itself.
I have no choice.
So
you know what I find though is, you know, I hear songs that I recorded like 20 years ago, and they're like messages to me today to what I need to hear, ironically.
Interesting. How so?
You know, just I'll hear something and I'll find that's where I'm getting to today, maybe, you know, or just little messages that, like, oh my God, I was there back then, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think there's actually more of a meaning for it, to it, you know? That, I mean, everything seems to be perfect correlation to me these days, though, so.
So, do you feel like you were exploring the same themes back then, but perhaps weren't quite as cognizant of what it meant, or do you think
when
that
I
those start,
when I got into music, and the name of the band was Lomax, and that derived from a nickname my brother gave me when I was a kid, which was Bulky Lomax, because I was bulky and way too emotional for him, and low, just very depressed, Max to an extreme. And and later on, when I put a band together in my early 20s, Lomax just fit because the music kind of made depression enjoyable, and that's what it was. You know, it was just, they were, yeah, they were kind of sad, low songs, you know. But,
well, do we want to get back into music right now, or talk about the meditating project that you're working on?
Sure.
It's up to you.
Yeah. Well, why don't we...
How many more do you have planned for us tonight?
Well, Leela and I are going to do one, and then she's going to do one or two, and then I got two or three more I could do, so...
Okay.
So I got about a half hour.
All right.
I'll tell you briefly, though.
Yeah, give us a teaser, and then at the next break, we'll spend the whole break talking about it, if that's okay.
Okay. Sorry about that, first of all. Meditaining. The website is meditaining.com, which is kind of like... Okay, and what it is it's something that I've I don't even like to say I created it. I experienced it. I had this kind of profound white light experience back about 5 months ago, where I actually was feeling, I was going through some of the worst time in my life, and I was feeling like everything I ever did, businesses I had, my relationships, everything was a failure, and that life was really for me mostly just a struggle. And I realized that I had very little self-love, and I was very uncomfortable being by myself. And I was like a severe codependent. I mean, I would give the shirt off my back till I was dead, but, you know, I couldn't care for myself unless I had my wife and kids, you know. Mm-hmm. But, like, when we separated at one point, I just diminished. Mm-hmm. And so, anyway, I went away, and I'll tell you this part later, but this wonderful 84-year-old guy who learned how to meditate from the Maharishi taught me how to do transcendental meditation. Okay, but even prior to that happening, I started spending a lot of time in solitude, just contemplating and meditating, and I came up with this meditation, that basically I gave myself a whole new concept of self, which is really what I authentically am and how I was created to be, and just by breaking down things I was forsaking or taking for granted, and saw myself all of a sudden as this really incredible, amazing, lovable thing. And so I got inspired. And so I'm sitting there in this white light experience. It was like all of a sudden my whole life made sense to me, 47 years. And it was like words and sentences coming out of a book, filling up a formula on one page. And I just had this deep gratitude and wanted to share it with others and mm-hmm. just help people add love mm-hmm. and people that suffer from the lack of self-love and self-worth. And so I actually tried it out on 6 people that were in treatment for different things, that were in total despair. 2 of them were crying and actually at the point of wanting to kill himself. And in 15 to 20 minutes in a guided meditation, just breaking down what they authentically are, I was able to give them the true authentic concept of self, of what they are, and turn them around to where they're actually happy and smiling and mm-hmm. saw themselves. Yeah, in a new light, you know. Now, the trick is to get somebody from that point forward to maintain it.
Right.
And that's what meditating is. I mean, the meditation basically relaxes you and takes you beyond habitual compulsive thinking. And then you obtain a new concept of self and you learn to maintain it, mm-hmm. you know, meditating.
Right. So we'll talk a bit more about it at the next break. We'll hear okay. a few more songs.
That was only 3 minutes. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good, yeah.
A lot in 3 minutes.
Yeah. So, again, you're tuned into Locals Only. I'm joined by Ricky Gelb. Next up, some collaborations with Leela.
You want to do this?
Yeah. All right.
The Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this: a fourth, a fifth, a minor fall, a major lift, the baffled king composing Alleluia. Was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. From your lips she drew the hallelujah. I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew ya. I've seen your flag, the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's cold, it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a
let me know what's really going on below. But now you never show it to me, do you? Remember when I moved and you and the holy dove was moving too? Every breath we drew was hallelujah.
Of God above, but all I've ever learned was love, how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. It's not a cry you can hear at night, it's not someone who's seen the light, it's cold, it's a broken hallelujah.
Took the name in vain. I don't even know the name, but if I did, well, really, what's it to you? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter what you heard. Only you're the broken hallelujah.
So I tried to touch. I told the truth. I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I stand before the Lord of song. Nothing on my tongue but hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See why I like playing with her so much, man. That just rocks my whole world. I could die right now and I'd be happy.
Oh, man. So I guess we're gonna play a couple songs.
Please,
is that
yeah.
What's happening?
Willow trees and sun. on my wall. Retire your army one and all. And my love, each moment caved in glass. A landscape I am past. Saddle straps, your conscience owes your heart attacks, your misunderstood travel guide, a canvas folded up inside your living underground. Years too late, along a tired interstate, we carefully extracted seeds from seven dying apple trees. We married on the breeze. You cracked bark and my leaves. We searched for
wandering microphone stand.
Getting
lower and lower. I should have practiced that way at home.
At least having a mic up.
You gotta become prepared for every situation.
What you want? Yeah, that's good.
Your genius plan, swimming in your big old sea, keeping my head up high as I can. With your vice canoes and your laughing boats, well, they all knew that this lightning rod would not float. Mr. Green Dream, Mr. Action Team, Mr. Dancing Dangerous Sister, at the seams, and he's singing high on the notion that you'll forever know the shortcut to the sky. And I've been hiding in true form, and you were the hurricane, and I'm weathering the storm, and I'm rattling off history. I am naming the facts, and you are too busy tearing up hills and houses to relax. Carpet, nimbus in the sky, and we're bound to crash. The fear will take you away if you give it even one more chance. The longer that I don't look down, the longer that I've got to make this last. It's strange that when you're waiting for something to change, it happens twice as fast. and shy. She folds into my dreams and opens up my eyes and asks me quietly, as if tender and small, that I please keep walking until she falls. So I led a small army today, channeling Tom Waits here. Lofty branches to bend and sway. We're off the grid of tomorrow, yesterday. We made the ferns into our homes and the earth where we lay. Now we don't have to look anymore. We've got no use for whatever we're looking for. We just got safe dreams and high hopes. This great blue sea and our sailboat. Lightning rod hits the land with more strength than we can ever understand. And no question about whether or not it should. It just came because it could. What a magic carpet, an Airbus in the sky. And we're bound to crash. Something will change. It happens twice as fast.
You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name's Matt. This is Locals Only. And that was Lila Lopez and Christabel, a couple of great songs. And then before that, a collaboration with Ricky Gelb for a gorgeous, gorgeous cover of Hallelujah. So thank you again to all of you for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. And Ricky, I know you've got a couple more songs you want to play. How much time do you want to save for that?
God, I don't even care. I'm so blown away by their music. So totally fulfilled for the night.
Talk for 3 or 4 minutes. Does that sound good? And then get into the songs?
I'll do a couple. I'll say this about the meditating thing. If anybody's interested, it's a great thing for people in recovery, people that are dealing with trauma, any abuse issues, any addictions, anything like that, that people have low self-esteem. You could go to the website, MEDITAIN. meditating.com, and there's just a page or two up there, and by the first of the year the full thing will be up there. And I'm for free, I'm willing to come in and do guided meditations at treatment centers. I did one at Sal Point High School a couple weeks ago with 50 11th graders and a nun. I took them through a 25-minute meditation. They couldn't even get up for their classes. It was amazing. Wow. And these kids are in a Catholic high school, and they had no relationship or concept of God, even though they're being forced to pray before every class. And by the time they got done with this thing, they were so grateful they were connected, you know?
So my question is, what do you see as the relationship between meditation or between the ideas you're exploring through meditating and your music?
Well,
or music in general, even.
The meditating is one thing. It's just really an experiential to help people develop self-worth. And there's always been very few resources for that, except long-term therapy, and that doesn't work very good with that particularly. The second part to the meditating is, once you do get a new concept of self, is to learn a deep meditation. And the meditation I do, I was taught transcendental meditation, but I've kind of changed it a little bit, and I call it inner song meditation. And it's very easy. So many people tell me they think too much, so they can't meditate. And this, you don't try to control anything. As a matter of fact, once you start doing it, the mantra gets stuck in your head, just like a song gets stuck in your head and goes off the rhythm of your heartbeat. But this type of meditation goes back thousands of years in India, way before the Maharishi. And it's profound. You do it for 20 minutes twice a day, and from each 20 minutes you get 8 hours of very intense relaxation. They call it a restful awareness. So even when you're awake, your body's getting rest. And I mean, it's better than drugs, pot, alcohol, everything. I mean, this stuff, it's natural. And your brain changes. Your the two hemispheres of your brain, your alpha and beta brain waves, correlate together. If you look at an EEG of somebody that's doing this meditation, they go from looking like a stock market chart instantly to all just the same correlated lines. And at times they flatline, like part of the brain's shut down. There's a doctor, a physicist from Harvard named Benson that has a few books out. One's called The Relaxation Response. And he claims in 20 minutes you get 80% more rest in your body than you do from a night of sleep from all the tests he's done. So there's profound health effects to it. But I really believe, I mean, this is like an anchor and a key thing that could help a lot of people. And to answer your question is, if you're that relaxed and you're going inward, you know, because everything I ever experienced in life, it was I was always taught outward, you know. I went to school and they taught me win, gain, achieve, you know, and it was always on the physical material world. And you know, and I mean, how many girls develop eating disorders looking at commercials and in, you know, competition and your home life and peer groups? And we develop what I believe to be is a false constitution for what we authentically are. And so when you meditate and you go inward, the silent reveals everything you need to know. And it helps you develop a new constitution that, that drives everything, your happiness. And I mean, you attract much healthier people to you. You lose all your anxiety and fears. It's amazing. So, you know, the long short of this, maybe just the long of this, right, is, you know, I imagine the songs will change based off of this practice. Yeah.
Have you started to see that? And there's one song you played tonight that's sort of half formed that you started to come up with recently.
Well, that, you know, it's called The Here and Now, so right, it definitely pertains to it. But it hasn't evolved the song enough for me to really say that yet. But like I said, just in generally, I mean, I hear better, I see better, I you know, I'm happy. And so I don't know. You know, to be honest with you, I've been so busy trying to get the meditating website finished, and I've been working on a book too about my own journey of incomprehensible bondage of self, and then going inward, and you know how I was pointed in that direction finally. And that's the funny thing. I looked out on the outside for these answers for so long, and then it all turned out to be inward. You know.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that. I got four kids. I'm juggling that and work, and so I haven't been writing a lot of songs at the moment. But yeah.
Well, we do appreciate you all coming down tonight. It's been a great hour, and we have time for, what do you think, one more or two quick ones? You got about 5 minutes left, so I'll give it to you to do with what you please. Don't forget to stay tuned in for the Hub coming up at 10 o'clock. This has been Locals Only, and this is Ricky Gelb.
All right. Thank you. This is the difference between you and me, consumed by the passion stronger than the sea. And the quality of everything, yet it's so extreme. And the quality of everything, yet it's so refined. Eyes in my fingers as they roll. My heart gets broken, it begins to roam. And if there's something you love, there's something for you. Wait back and see for you. And the quality of everything, yet it still stands true. When the common leaves, so nothingly, yet it still stands true.
And the quality of all these things and a picture in his head of his lady dressed in red. Was it the blood pouring through on the dog tags he gave you? We said he loves you. Still stands true. He said he loves you. And the quality of all these things, they still stand true. And the quality of everything, yeah, it still stands true. And the quality of all these things. And you. And things, things, things. And you. And the quality of all. Of all these things, and the quality of all these things, they still stand true. And the quality of you. Thanks, KXCI. Thanks, Leela and Christabel. Duncan, Matt, Carl, all y'all. That's plural for y'all. All y'all.